Welcome to the Church Solutions Podcast. This is episode number 491, and if you've been streaming and feel like you're hitting a wall, well, today's episode is for you. We're going to talk about the two foundational virtues you need to succeed in the digital mission field. It all happens next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacey and Phil Thompson.
Hey, welcome to the Church Solutions Podcast. My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacey.
Steve, how are you today? What's going on?
Not much. Just working away.
Yeah. You got your car running okay? Everything doing well right there in that respect?
Everything's doing well there.
I went to start my Jeep the other day, sitting in my driveway, as it always does, and it wouldn't start. And I realized, oh, my fuel pump doesn't work. So got to put another fuel pump on it. Fortunately, I already have one. So
I discovered a long time ago that cars, especially if you don't drive them all the time, they tend to fall apart. And I was thinking just the opposite, you know, that because I had a car for my dad before he passed away, and then he stopped driving it for a while. And every time we'd go to get in it, there was something wrong. We couldn't go anywhere. It was like something new, you know? It's like, wow, nobody's been driving. This thing's just been sitting for 2 weeks and
yeah,
blown a radiator hose.
I started every week, but I started it the last couple times I started it, the fuel pump kind of kicks in, and it made kind of a funny noise. Different noise, but it started and ran fine. But then this last time it didn't even, nothing clicked. Anyhow, all right. I don't remember what episode this is, and I didn't look ahead of time, but I think it's like 481 or something. I'll correct this when we're done.
Yeah, it's higher than that, but
we're getting closer. We're getting closer to 500. So today we're going to talk about something today that if you're a pastor, senior pastor, anybody involved in ministry, you probably know some of this, although we're going to connect it with streaming video and tech, but it's a good reminder. And if you want to follow along at home or wherever you're at, you can go to our blog. Just go to blog.streamingchurch.tv or streamingchurch.tv/blog. Do we ever have a name for this blog? I don't know. We never really had a name for it. But if you go there.
Streamingchurch.tv blog.
I guess that's what it is. And so if you go there, if you look, there's a few articles above it. But one of the articles, the newest one, is Streaming for Souls. Souls, S-O-U-L-S. Choose. Streaming for Souls, the Enduring Heart of Digital Ministry. So I started in ministry in the late 1970s. And when I came out here to Tucson in 1979, worked with a guy, it was a street ministry, and we felt like we were hitting our head all the time, just bumping our head against the wall, not getting too far. But we did get far. We made progress. And then over the years, you know, I've kind of seen things. And again, if you're a pastor, anybody involved in anything, you understand that it's not a sprint. Ministry, it's not a sprint, a journey. It's a long path, and I'm proud to say that I was involved in ministry to different degrees, different parts of my life and different areas of ministry, either part time or full time for over four decades. I've quit or retired or whatever. In the end of 2020, I was executive pastor. And working here with streamingchurch.tv, I'm still kind of working with ministries, you know. We just got off the phone with a lady that's involved in ministry. And I was talking to her about things. So what I'm getting at here is anybody knows that when you start something new, you get excited about it. You're enthusiastic about it, right? And then what happens as time goes on?
You grow weary. Isn't the burnout and frustration is like the number one cause of pastors leaving the ministry, right?
Yes, I think it is. I haven't looked at any stats recently, but that's been the case. So you, it's, and if you're looking at the blog, I wrote this down, the initial spark, enthusiasm meets reality. And so, you know, you start out and let's go to streaming here since we are a streaming company. But this is reality. I mean, even if you didn't do streaming and you've done pastoral ministry, you start out excited and then, you know, you realize, okay, this isn't going as great as I thought. And it's kind of a trial. It's you have to persevere. Bible says, those who persevere shall be saved in the end. So, it's all about perseverance. And that's what I want to talk about with streaming video. Now, I did all that, and I'm sure people
are indicating that. And I bet there's churches out there in the same place where they go, "Oh, streaming is going to save the day for me, and I'm going to quadruple my outreach, and it's just going to have such a big impact." And then they're finding, "Wow, it's not as easy. It's not a magic,
not a magic bullet."
Yes,
if we want to use that term. Yeah, and so your, as I put in the blog, your greatest asset when it comes to streaming video or anything in life is patience.
Yeah,
it's patience, and so
I am a dichotomy in patience. So
you are. Whenever I ride with you somewhere, you have no patience.
Yes, my wife reminds me just the same. Yes.
But when you're working with me, you have a lot of patience.
That speaks volumes. Or working with, trying to solve with tough problems. I don't know where my patience is at with regard to young children. I mean, I've raised all my own. And sometimes it's really frustrating, and other times it's very joyful. So I guess I do okay.
So if you're listening to this or watching us here, you know, most of you probably know this. So let this be a time of encouragement for you. All right. And so let's get back into the tech thing here. Patience is your greatest asset. So when it comes to building an online community or streaming online, it's no different from building from a physical one in that respect. It takes time. It takes consistency, and it takes a genuine connection with your people. So whether it's, you know, your physical facility, your building, you're doing, or whether you're doing stuff online with streaming video or even social media, you know, it takes consistency. It takes time. You've got to have a genuine connection for things to happen. And those things usually take a while to develop.
Yeah. So,
I've got several points
here. The number one trap that ministries fall into, and we as kind of a business serving ministries fall into as well, is we tend to look at things like social media and some other things as a one-way street. We kind of go in and we'll say, well, I'm going to post what our new sermon series is, and everyone's going to come and be really excited. And we don't do the hard work of communicating and following up and listening, and even just start out with listening what's going on in the social channels and replying and, you know, connecting with people. So,
yeah, absolutely.
And we treat streaming a lot of times in the same way. Well, we're going to broadcast, you know, and we're not going to have any activity that's going to take away from that, in that we're just sending out. It's kind of like people coming to church. You say, we want you to come, but we're not going to talk with you, and we're not going to let you talk with anybody else. So, but you just need to come sit in the pew and listen to our message, and then you'll be fulfilled and fed, and off you go. So a lot of times people with streaming, they just go, well, I'm just going to broadcast my message, and I'm not going to minister to the people that are online. I'm not going to ask questions. I'm not going to, you know, talk in the lobby, the foyer, you know, catch up, do that sort of thing. So, and if you don't do that, then it starts to become a stale environment. Like if I prohibited speech at my church, it wouldn't take too long before people just, I'm just not going.
Right. Yeah, I think that's right. So when you're streaming or even social media, there's several things you got to look at. One is it takes time for people to discover your stream. And just like a new neighbor might, you know, take a few weeks to visit your church, online viewers need to find and sample and then commit to your digital presence, so to speak. So it takes a while. And again, we've talked about this. Our friend Graham Spencer, who I need to check up on because he recently had surgery. You really need to understand who your audience is, who you're trying to target, and then go that direction. And you've talked about that quite a bit yourself. And so audience discovery, if you're looking at the blog, is important. It takes time for people to find you. And if they've got to connect with you. And if you're all over the map, that's not going to happen. You're going to lose people. So you've got to understand what you're trying to do.
It's, again, the big trap that everybody falls into is, well, I want to reach everybody. So I'm going to have this very bland thing that will be not offsetting to anybody and not appealing to anyone either. So.
Yeah. And I've given this analogy in radio because I was in Christian radio, as you know, for a long time. And we started an FM station and our music director wanted to play Christian rap, Christian metal, Amy Grant to Striper or whatever the rock thing was back then. You know, Michael W. Smith, all in a hodgepodge. And of course, you know, you might hear a song that you liked, and then the next song, a different style, different genre, didn't like it. So click, you turn a different station. And so it wasn't until we got focused and started to do something, one genre. And we did these other things like late at night or something. If you wanted to hear rock, Christian rock, you know, we had a rock show like Saturday night, those kind of things. But so it's the same way when you're doing ministry, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think talking about patience, my wife is very impatient if she's listening to. I heard her this morning. She's in her little workout room and she's yelling at the speaker saying, stop that and start playing this other one. So, you know, it went off and got carried away with something and she was not going to have any of it. You know, she listens to her music pretty loud when she's working out.
Was this an Alexa device?
Yeah. You're talking. She can't say the word, okay. Because she's right
you
here.
You can't
next
say it because it's go off in your, not your wife, but Alexa. Okay.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah, we've had that.
She's
yeah.
playing a certain genre and then they put something on towards the edge that she just, for me, I'll just wait through this one. You know, I'll be patient. And she's like, no, this is not what I want to hear. She's more into the music than I am either way, both too. So
I can't do that stuff when I'm working here. I have to be focused. I know you listen to blogs and Mike does six things at once, but I just can't, you know, I can't do that. All right, let's move on here. We're losing people because I'm doing a lot of talking. So it's going to take patience with your technical refinement. I'm not going to get into that a whole lot, but you got to be patient when it comes to troubleshooting things. Because I know there's people, we talk with churches all the time. And, well, I was streaming after the pandemic or during the pandemic, but now I'm not because I don't have that many people anymore. Well, have you built any relationships? True connection does not happen overnight. It requires consistent engagement, as you just said. It requires responding to people's comments online. It requires acknowledging some new people, new visitors, following up with them. Welcoming them online, those kind of things. You do it in your physical building, your facility, right? Or at least I hope you would. You need to do it online to cultivate relationships. And you can. It does happen. Let's move on. Endurance. The long winding road. It's a Beatles song, right? The long haul to digital discipleship. And again, I go back to my roots. It takes time and you have to be consistent. And there's three points here, right? Beyond patience, endurance is really the unwavering commitment to keep going, even when you don't see the results. I mean,
sounds depressing.
Well, it does sound a little depressing, but that's just part of the life. You have to keep on moving because you'll see results eventually, but you just, you know, And I understand, like, well, I'm paying all this money. Well, you know, there you may have to make some changes and some things, but you've got to be consistent. Consistency is the key with social media. It's consistent with your messages online. It's consistent with your messages in the church. Everything is consistent. You have to do that. Even if there's only a handful of people, when you're consistent, it builds trust and it demonstrates your commitment.
And there's some reaping and sowing principles that come into play. So don't expect to sow where you didn't reap. So
yeah, I think that's true. You know, we're talking digital here. Yeah, I'm going back and forth between, you know, the endurance and all that stuff. But when it comes to digital stuff, you have to really understand that it's constantly changing. And, you know, we get a thing. I think you subscribe to it. Well, our buddy Brady, is it Brady Shear? Is that his last name?
Yep.
You know, Brady's always talking about how Instagram's changing their algorithm and this is changing, and it is, things are changing. So, you know, you do kind of have to keep up with that stuff. And if you can't do it as a senior pastor, you know, try to find somebody in your church that is, I guarantee there's got to be somebody that really is into some of that stuff. So there's new tools, there's new platforms out there, new ways to engage, but you got to stay up on that. And then I think the biggest question is why? Why do you feel like people are not watching? You know, why are your numbers dipping online? What is it that's happening there? And I think you need to look at that stuff occasionally, more than just once in a while, and find out, you know, as we said just a little bit earlier, is your message hitting home to people that are watching online?
We did. We had our small group last night, and one of the key points that we were talking about was discovering your why. And we were talking about, you know, the illustration was Viktor Frankl in the concentration camp. He said, one thing that they can't take control over me is how I react and what my attitude is. And he basically talks about, you know, focusing on your why are you here? Why are you doing this sort of thing? And I think what kind of was interesting is, you know, one of the people in the group saying, well, I'm trying to figure out my why, and I have no big why. You know, there were this recent death of Charlie Kirk, and everybody's kind of comparing themselves to you know, his gifting, and I don't have that gifting, so I must not be effective in my ministry. And we spent a lot of time just talking about people don't realize that they have an impact, and even though you know, tying this back into your streaming, there's going to be a day, it may be tomorrow, it may be 200 years from now, but you're going to run into somebody that's going to say, hey, I attended your, you know, I was at the point of no return and I've dropped in on your stream and you gave me a message that I just completely turned my life around and I got more connected. And from your vantage point, you're like, I had no idea. I had, you know, 10 people on my stream and there's nobody there. And I had no impact on anybody, but you just don't recognize the impact that you do have. You may not find out for a very long time, but if you're consistently putting yourself out there, you're making an impact, even though you don't see that impact.
That's right.
In a real time feedback.
Yeah. I had a gal, not too long ago, so I was executive pastor at a church here in town. And when COVID hit, you know, we started to stream like everybody else. You probably should have been streaming long before COVID, but, and I actually was doing the message one Sunday, and her mother was dying of cancer, and her mother watched the stream, and I happened to be talking. I happened to be giving a message. And, this lady told me that her mother, she said her mother, it just perked her mother up, and her mother was so encouraged. And I think she was already a Christian, so I don't think that was the deal. But she just went on and on about how whatever, and I don't remember what I talked about, but whatever it was, it connected with her. And I think I was talking about seeing different perspectives on things and how everybody has a different perspective on things. I think I gave the story of the elephant, the five blind guys and the elephant. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. you know, everybody has a different perspective on it and on what they're blind and they're feeling the elephant. One's feeling the trunk and you go, oh, it's this elephant must be like a snake or something. And the other one's feeling the body of the elephant. The elephant's like a wall or something. You know what I mean? And I don't know how I tied it in there, but I'm getting back to what you were saying earlier. And that is, you know, it connected with her. She had a different aspect on things than some other people did. And, wasn't wrong. It's just a different aspect. Okay. Endurance. That's really what I'm talking about here. So if you're listening today and you're down and out, we just want to encourage you to hang in there, keep moving, and spend some time in prayer and meditation. And, you know, maybe you do need to change your course a little bit. But when it comes to connecting with people, it's one person at a time. And it's the same way when it comes to streaming video or digital ministry. It's building connections one person at a time, one stream at a time. It's a journey that involves patience and it involves endurance. And again, we know that, but we need to be reminded.
You are making an impact, whether you know it or not.
So, you really are. So hang in there and do it. All right.
And that goes for everything in your ministry. So,
yeah, I think so too. You know,
listeners weren't called to ministry for no reason. So
it is. It's true. And, you know, we can talk about anybody who's, you know, you're a volunteer listening. You know, what you do makes a difference. Cleaning the bathroom makes a difference. You know, setting up the chairs makes a big difference. Mixing sound, you know, turning the camera on. You're a volunteer at your church, Steve.
Yeah.
So it makes a difference. Okay. We don't have a webinar to promote. We're not going to do any more webinars this year, are we?
No, but we do have a website to promote or a new feature, yeah. Package.
Okay.
We can.
Well, you want to tell us a little bit about that? That's brand new.
So we're introducing something called Social Embed. And the way that works is if you're streaming on Facebook or YouTube and you're kind of tired of the not being able to embed the stream on your website and have a good Christian, you know, environment that's branded for your church because you're sending people off to Facebook and they're getting lost in the Facebook world, this is an opportunity to take your stream and embed it on your website with a one-time embed code, and you'll still send your video stream to Facebook or YouTube, and it will allow you to have a nice environment with chat and prayer and web host, and you'll get some stats that reflect actual attendance during service and that sort of thing, as opposed to what you may see with some very detailed information that are church-based. So all the things, those that are familiar with Streaming Church, you get all the features of that, but it's a part of this package.
So just to make that clear, so people, you know, if you're streaming to YouTube or streaming to Facebook and you want to put it on your website, you have to get, you know, embed code from them, and then you put it on your website, and then every week you have to go back and get more embed code.
Yes, it right? changes every week code. Or for every event.
Yeah. But what we're talking about here is if people go through us, stream YouTube or Facebook, but they go through streamingchurch.tv, there's one embed code you can grab, put it on your website, and it never changes. You never have to keep going back to that hornet's nest.
Yes.
And you can stream, you know, going through us, but you're streaming YouTube or Facebook, and we have, as you just said, the platform that has prayer and you know, you can set it up for people to give online. It goes on your website, so people are not out there chasing squirrels on YouTube or Jeeps or other things that may be distracting them. They're right on your website where everything goes, where everything happens. And people can sign up for this thing. There's a 30-day free trial. You just go to streamingchurch.tv and click on plans.
Yeah. Packages.
Yeah.
And we've added this fourth package. So it's a very affordable package. So
yeah,
people should check it out.
It's very affordable. And you get a lot of things with it. Just like the other plans that we have, you get mobile app, Church App Live mobile app.
Yeah.
And you can also get access to my
number one thing is you get support from our team as well while you're streaming to Facebook or YouTube.
That's right. That's right. You know, we're live every Sunday morning with support and during the week, of course. And, you know, you can get some help on that. So check it out. And if you're not doing streaming, check it out. Free trial. And just go to streamingchurch.tv. And you can look around and see the things we have there. And, you know, I mentioned webinars. We're not doing one this coming month, but there's past webinars that you might be really interested in. And again, you just go to streamingchurch.tv and go to resources, and you can check out the past webinars we've had, the past Church Solutions podcasts we have here, as well as other things. So there you have it. All right. We're done here. I hope this was an encouragement. I feel like sometimes you just got to endure. It's hard sometimes. Ministry can be fun, but it also has its times where you just got to plow through it. Hopefully you can see that there's really is a light at the end of the tunnel. So, all right, we're good. Thanks for your input today.
You bet. It's good to be here.
And we appreciate those of you listening or watching us. Be sure and sign up to the Church Solutions podcast. You never miss one. Give us a rating. And if there's anything we can do to help you or your church, please reach out to us. Just go to streamingchurch.tv. So my name is Phil Thompson. He's Steve Lacey. Please take care of yourself and each other. And we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions podcast.